Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotions section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Joining us for your SmackDown post show for Friday, June 21st. We are headed into a very, very busy wrestling summer. Huge SmackDown episode tonight. So many pay-per-views and PLEs around the corner. We've got Wheezy Blonde in the house again. You guys loved her last time. We brought her back again. And Sean's here or whatever. But he didn't dye his hair blonde despite my requests, my demands even.
Pardon me. I'm the hottest person on this podcast. You all need to change your hair color to mine.
I don't know. It's so there you go. 95 degrees out here today. I think we might physically be the hottest person on this podcast. But right off the bat, we got a huge super chat that I just wanted to say thank you for. Saying thank you for all that you do, SRS and Fightful, and welcome back, Wheezy. The Punk Drew stuff was great. Money in the Bank matches were good, too. Tonight's motto was, if you don't get an entrance, you win. Jacob Fatu showing up at the end. Rah, best SmackDown in a while. In my opinion, cheers. It was the best SmackDown in a while, and that is partly why Sean is here to kick us off and talk all about it. Sean, this was loaded. We can start with CM Punk. We can start with Jacob Fatu, but start at the very beginning. If WWE's in Chicago, CM Punk's probably going to be there. Draft rules be damned. Any extra buzz out of that? Any extra juice with CM Punk?
A ton. So on these bigger shows, I like to hop on the beginning of these SmackDown podcasts and plug the wonderful FightfulSelect.com. $5 a month. But my God, there was so much stuff that happened tonight. And We kind of knew it was going to be big because CM Punk is involved in general. So obviously that's going to be big. The atmosphere is going to be different because he's involved. Then I got to look at the rundown. And if you subscribe to Fightful Select, you saw that we broke news of the main event, Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa. However, we also noted on there that it was only one segment. So that's not standard for matches of that quality. Usually there'll be at least two. Maybe one or two with an entrance as one of the segments as well. So that was my first hint that something was up. Jacob Fatu was not listed on any rundowns or anything like that. His signing hasn't been like a secret. He got signed in April. He tried to kayfabe me on it, but dude's hanging out at the Talent Hotel. He's backstage at WrestleMania. He made a wonderful impression on people backstage. So Part of the reason why I wouldn't say it was told to me, but we had reported on Fightful Select just moments ago that it was heavily implied to me why it took so long for him to debut. MLW sources had once told me, hey, go look at Jacob Fatu's match history. See if you notice anything out of the ordinary. Well, I noticed he never wrestled outside the United States. Usually that's because somebody has like a record or something that prevents them from doing that. And I had mentioned on the show before that with the abundance of PLEs and live events that WWE has outside the country, that, you know, it probably wouldn't make sense to debut a major figure. And then he can't be on like what, four straight PLEs. So that was heavily implied to me within WWE that that was a reason. However, they don't really have a concern about that history anymore. He has made wonderful impressions across the wrestling world. Dude was working 45-minute main events in MLW, so he can work a televised main event style. He's got a great attitude from everybody that I've ever heard from. And, I mean, my personal interactions with him. Dude is just wonderful. In fact, like, I had people saying, like, yeah, he approached everything really respectfully. A lot of, like, yes, sirs, happy to be here, stuff like that. A very jovial guy. He's all about his family. Got a bunch of kids that he's taking care of. Just seems like a great addition. Like, I think this is going to be the big piece for WWE. So we got a lot more on that on FightfulSelect.com. He looked in great shape as well. We had another interesting bit on the SmackDown plans tonight on FightfulSelect.com. So CM Punk's segment, usually with promos, if there's no physicality to speak of, there's not a producer listed for that. But if there's any physicality, they assign a producer to help coordinate that. And there was one listed for his. And you kind of got the feeling that something would end up happening because of the Drew McIntyre stuff. But Jamie Noble did produce his segment, which I don't know if that's going to be a regular thing moving forward. A lot of bigger stars will have producers that are sort of specific to them. For example, Michael Hayes produces everything Bloodline Contingent. Like, that is something that he works on all the time. But that's something that I'm going to kind of keep my eye on there. An interesting note, Paul Heyman was the first person on any WWE programming to actually refer to the group as the Wyatts in any capacity. They hadn't done it on WWE TV, social media, internal rundowns, anything like that. Also, Austin Theory, we saw, man, whatever happened to him, he woke up and his face was swollen up. So best wishes to him. WWE sources that I spoke to, or actually I got the message right after the fade to black, and they were like, biggest SmackDown we've had in months, maybe biggest since WrestleMania. So that's always good to hear out of this. The Drew McIntyre CM Punk shot was rehearsed meticulously and planned, which they do a lot more of these days. And Nathan Frazier appeared on WWE Speed, which they taped before this. I'm told that more NXT talent will be appearing on WWE Speed in the future. But
Nathan Frazier has a lot of it, so that makes a ton of sense. Yeah. Guys, get in your Super Chats and your Humper Chats at HumperChats.com if you have any questions for Sean. But agreed, this was one of the bigger SmackDowns in a long time. We ask you to leave a thumbs up on this video. K775 asking, can we expect another big SmackDown from MSG this week? I think that's probably fair to say with what got set up tonight. Even just the follow-up almost begs for it to be a big deal, right?
Wheezy, is there anything you're specifically looking for to happen here? Because, I mean, MSG, them running TV at MSG in general is at great cost. It costs them a lot of money to run, but I feel like after so many months of them having just sort of foregone conclusion and run through the motion shows, you capitalize off of this by doing something maybe big next week as well.
The only thing I can think of, you know, the introduction of Jacob tonight really makes me wonder, you know, at what point we're going to see any kind of, you know, coming to the head with the Bloodline. But I'm wondering if they held off on maybe, you know, the Wyatt Six doing anything tonight to hold off for next week to give something big to happen there. That's kind of the only thing my mind is going to.
I love how they explained it, how Nick Aldis said, well, we've got additional security here. Just in case, just to prevent that from happening.
Like, we know it's a possibility, but
We got you. Exactly. You hope that TNA can learn from this. They have this partnership now. TNA's always got people getting killed off. You would hope that maybe they're going to beef up their security at some point. But speaking of Miss Weezy hanging out with us tonight.
No, Adam Pearce said that Chad Gable was shaken up. The man looked like he got shot in the head.
The side of the head. He was bleeding bleeding from the head. But
did they use a BB gun? What happened?
I don't know. Or like they threw a ketchup bottle at him and knocked him out. Yeah. And he just was knocking the side of his head. But Sam's saying, so proud of Weezy. She's the GOAT. Sorry, Sean. Amazing show. Weezy rules. We're happy
don't
to
be
have
sorry to Sean. I am the GOAT. Thank you.
See, this is why we invited you back. This is what we need around this place, okay? But it is interesting because FightfulSelect.com did report that Hikuleo's contract was up and that he was expected to go to WWE. So continuing the Bloodline developments and talking about that MSG show, that is something to keep an eye on for sure. Fluffy Panda, who has a great name that Kevin Owens would love. I know it's early, but how would you compare the handling of the Bloodline to Bloodline 2.0 to NWA and Bullet Club's evolution? Hi, Weezy.
Hi.
I hope. Well, I mean, NWO got really saturated really quickly. The NWO, I think, started off with a phenomenal idea of here are people that were former WWE guys who have sort of infiltrated. And then they quickly eliminated one of the top threats by putting Paul White, Big Show, Giant in there with no connection to WWE. So I think they jumped the shark fairly early there. Like, I didn't have a problem with some of the peripheral characters that they added. Bullet Club, I thought that they were just really smart in just adding continuous members that could get them buzz all along the way. If it wasn't Finn Balor, then it was AJ. If it wasn't AJ, then it was Kenny Omega. If it wasn't Kenny Omega, well, they moved on to Switchblade. If it wasn't Switchblade, now they've got Gabe Kidd, who is out there making headlines and stuff like that. So I think that for WWE's version of this, they're doing very well. I don't know in the long term how Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa will work with WWE and as on-screen performers, but so far, I think they've done pretty good with how they've presented them.
I think that's fair. And something that I don't want to get lost in today's show, especially having Weezy on, but I think all three of us are pretty big Chelsea Green fans on here. Dream Ninja saying the amount of good stories going on at WWE right now is awesome. They're letting Chelsea cook lately in the ring. Amazing show. Weezy, since you are Chelsea Green, how excited were you to see Chelsea go over tonight? I thought that was a fun surprise. She could do some really fun stuff in that ladder match for sure.
She can do so much fun stuff. And I don't know. I honestly don't know that like main roster WWE has had a chance to really see it from her, or a lot of people don't know like how amazing she actually is when it comes to in-ring work. So I'm excited for more people to get introduced to that side of her rather than just like her charisma and personality.
It was so weird to see how dismissive so many people were of her when she got released or when she was injured and all that. And I was like, If anybody had actually watched her TNA run as Laurel Van Ness and saw the range of character in which she had, they wouldn't have said that. And it was, I remember when she would do interviews and she would talk about the pitches that she would do. And she gave like, I think she finally got her meeting with Vince and gave like 25 pitches. And that's what you had to do with him because he was a geriatric old piece of shit with a very short-term memory. And if he heard one idea that he liked, he would latch onto that. So Chelsea knew that, and she threw it at the wall. She was smart enough to guess Paul Heyman's email address at one point to get her call up to the main roster. She guessed it. She sent an email. She fired it off. When Triple H got into power, she just sent him a text and said, "I'm ready to come back." And he goes, "Yeah, okay." So, I mean, like, that woman makes the most out of everything. Every single thing that she's presented with, she dives into head first. I'm so not surprised that she's doing well. Listen, if it's her or Tiffany, I would be happy with either one of those because I think that there's been such a vast underutilization of comedy within women's wrestling in general. And I think that Chelsea does that really well.
Yeah. And I think wrestling as a whole is kind of getting away from the idea of you have to be a character or a worker. I think you saw people like Chelsea not getting enough credit for the worker she is. I think you saw people like Chad Gable and Roderick Strong not getting enough credit for what they can do character-wise. So I'm glad that we are kind of moving through that. Guys, get in those super chats and humper chats, especially if you have questions for Sean. I love taking up his time. I do. It's one of my favorite pastimes, but
just we'll try to get us that money.
That's what's up. I love when we're productive about it even more so. But and Simmons 211 saying Jacob Fatu can never touch a mic because his aura will easily overshadow Solo. They've done a good job with Tama Tonga not overshadowing Solo, but I don't know if that's going to be easy with Jacob Fatu. I've heard a lot of this, and I think what is happening, in my opinion, and I followed Solo Sikoa since NXT, so I have probably a little bit of a different lens than some people watching this, but I actually think Solo is great. I think what happened is you had this whole insane story with Roman, and people are just automatically jumping it to somebody that has been positioned as the GOAT for the past 3 years. And I feel like that kind of detracts from what Solo is actually able to do. I think he's really good, man. I've liked him in this role. I think he is playing this kind of you never know what you're going to get with him angle with Paul Heyman very, very well. But Jacob Fatu, a lot to offer on the mic. If you're not familiar with him, you've got a lot to look forward to. Sean, if there's anything you wanted to add or Miss Wheezy.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Jacob Fatu, like I said, not only is looks the part, has that aura, but he can compete at a main event level right now. If they told him, hey, you know, next week you're going 45 minutes. Well, guess what? He can go 45 minutes. He can probably go longer. This dude had a killer match with L.A. Park, the former La Parca, with him being like 50-something years old. One of the best matches you'll ever see in MLW. Top-notch level match with Alex Hammerstone, so he can work that style as well. Bandido, Speedball Mike Bailey, Bronson Reed, Mads Kruger. He's had incredible matches with all these people. Leo Rush, he can work with any style. He's worked with Masha before and had a really good match, so he can do that. I've got no concerns about him fitting in that manner, but man, he's gonna work out really well.
Yeah, and Will here just noting that he's in great shape too. It feels like he's been signed for a couple months and he hasn't appeared, and he's probably used those months to get in shape, saying Jacob looked good. He is going to be in title shape there. Agreed. This is a question very specifically for Sean, so we'll pull this up. Sean, since Quizzlemania has officially ended and the last true tag team champion, do you have any fond memories since they helped Fightful grow #FTF? A welcome hashtag around these parts.
I have a wealth of wonderful memories, including the fact that after that, WrestleTalk got me a raise because they tried to hire me after Quizzlemania. And Jimmy was forced to give me a raise. But I had such little idea of what lack of footprint that Fightful had in the UK and Europe until I appeared on Quizzlemania. I had a lot of good times there. It was a lot of fun. Hate that there's no more Quizzlemania. Hate everything that happened surrounding the demise of Quizzlemania. That sucks. That's very unfortunate. But met a lot of really wonderful people there. Got to visit WrestleTalk Studios. Got screwed out of multiple Quizzlemania victories in which I should have had, in addition to my, I don't know, like 50 of them that I won. But it was a really, really good time. And it really opened me. I mean, I wrote for their magazine after that. I did a master class with WrestleTalk after that. There was a lot of good stuff that came from that, and I really appreciate the fact that they had me on.
Wheezy, are you good at trivia of any kind?
No.
Me either.
I won't even try.
Well, listen, all you got to do is guess people's ass cheeks and nipples on that show. That's all that matters.
Wow.
That's all. And occasionally there's some trivia peppered in there, but yeah, that's about it.
I feel like butt cheek and nips is probably something I'd be better at than like who won this title at this time. I can't.
No, at least my memory is not. No.
Well, I'd be bad at it now because at least when Quizzlemania started, I updated all the resources on Fightful's website. Now Rob Wilkins does that, so Rob would probably be a lot better at that than I would be now.
Rob is great at a lot of things. We appreciate him around here, but. Rockhard Joel Wood saying that finally found someone that shares my opinion on Solo. People need to watch in NXT to see that he can talk and really go. Yeah, I think that's another piece of it. Was NXT, he just had more time. And I think in NXT, we get multiple segments a lot of times, but they're kind of dribs and drabs, and everything is so controlled. So that guy's ceiling is higher than we've seen so far, I think. But
I've got something I want to ask Weezy, because there was a report that dropped that I was able to get a confirmation on, that Indiana is looking to bring numerous major events to Indianapolis. That's a short drive from me. I think I met you there this past, was it Squared Circle Expo? I met you there.
Yep.
You've got to be happier than a pig in shit.
I'm so excited. I had a couple people message me about it when they found out about it. And I was like, okay. And then when it was like, they were like pretty sure that it was happening, I'm like, okay, cool. So yeah, they're talking about Rumble happening the first thing in January. And then eventually SummerSlam and WrestleMania. And yeah, I'm so excited because it's an easy drive for me. I love Indianapolis. Indianapolis is a great place to have that happen. It's not super chaotic. It's easy to navigate. There's plenty of good places to stay. Like, Indiana needs something, not to be, but we do. Like, I feel like they've been hopping around the whole Midwest. And we did have, we have Fastlane there last year at the beginning of the year. Like, yeah, okay. But I can't wait. I'm so excited.
The GCW Collective Super Spreader event was also there.
Was it
2020? Yes, they ran that there.
We don't get many things. We don't get many things. So I can't wait.
They've had a couple of those.
No, that fair. Yeah, also true. Oh, Kate, your audio is
in the NFL Combine there.
Oh my God, Kate's getting choppy again. Look at her. Look at her. She's on that 56K dial-up internet. You hate to see it. Kate, listen.
Are you with us, Kate?
For Kate's sake, I am going to lift all drug testing on her router and modem. Listen, if you want to inject your modem with some...
Oh, no, we just lost her entirely.
She's gone, Weezy. I'm going to read some of these super chats and humper chats. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, I wonder what happens with Hikuleo now. Putting him with the new bloodline would put the OG bloodline at a severe disadvantage. So we had reported that on Fightful Select that his deal was likely up in June. They sort of wrote him off. WWE has had interest. Is there any certain way you think that he fits in? Because, I mean, his two brothers are, oh my God, what? Cresta's popping up here too? But her internet's bad as well.
She went away. She came back. Hello, listen, everyone. Hey.
Cresta popped up. Her internet went out. Here's what I learned today, Weezy. Midwest internet, nice. Up in the New York, New Jersey area, it's trash.
Too many people. There's too many people.
Spectrum got us in a chokehold out here. Spectrum got us bad, baby.
Hey, it's not daylight there. What?
Sean, I'm literally in your basement. I'm literally downstairs, Sean. That's so crazy.
How'd you get my piano down there, first off?
It's a nice Hi, room. Weezy. How are you? Nice to see you on the show.
So nice to see you. I adore you. It's nice to talk to you.
I figured I would just do a running because I heard TNA slander and I won't have any of that. Chelsea Green is fantastic. And it's nice that you guys got Chelsea Green stunt double in here.
TNA slander? We didn't slander.
What were you listening to?
I heard TNA slander. Well, I heard TNA, so I showed up. Oh, the TNA slander was a lot of people didn't watch Chelsea Green and TNA. Well, I did. And I'm here for like 10 seconds.
I thought it was a security thing. I was like, TNA needs to learn to hire security. But no, you're talking about Chelsea
Green. I mean, everyone dies. Like literally everyone. Eric Young got murdered, came back. Taya Valkyrie went into the shadow realm. Now she's on AEW. Who else?
Chad Gable just did it the other day.
He'll show up. Who cares? It's like dying in comic books. You don't state that.
That's fair.
A Young and the Restless.
Good point.
If you've watched soap operas, it's like Victor Newman. He dies a lot.
Ricardo says, hi, Kate. Well, Kate isn't here, Ricardo. I'm sorry, but thank you for the super chat.
I'm doppelganging Kate right now.
We greatly appreciate you. She is on her way back, by the way. I picked a good week to show up. Kate just has cursed internet. That's just it. K775 says, do you think The Rock is revealed as the head of the new bloodline? Do you think if it happens, they do it in 2024 or 2025? I think they do a reveal maybe later this year, because At this point, you're going to have Hikuleo, Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, Jimmy and Jay in some capacity, Jacob Fatu, Roman Reigns, and The Rock. That's eight. That's eight people.
That's a lot of Samoans.
A lot of Samoans. And there's more.
And there's more. Oh, and that's not even a third of the bloodline.
Zilla Fatu is out there. Oh, yeah. They're gonna get another one named Zillow Fatu that just shows you houses in your neighborhood on the Zillow app. They're gonna come up with all kinds of it.
There's those two twin girls who are out there on the independents who are just beating bitches up.
They just went to office school. I don't think they've got any connection other than that. But you know, they'll draw the line in WWE. They'll make it work. They'll show you an interview that The Rock did in 2001 where he says that somebody that knows them was his aunt, and then they'll be like, ah, there you go.
Connection.
That's what they'll do. My God. I think that there's going to be a bloodline civil war. I think it's evident here that they're leaning that direction. But, man, I guess we can get into kicking off like the actual review of the show. While Kate is looking to, here she is.
There she is, guys. I don't have to doppelgang Kate anymore.
Look at the wheel. There she is.
Thank you. Hello.
I just did a random run in. I wasn't going to do it, but then you disconnected and I said, well, they can't go without three people.
Oh my goodness. Well, yes. Cresta, we invite anytime. I should get booted off more often here, but.
Well, in that case, I will bid you a wonderful lady.
No, don't do it, Sean. I'm out of here. I love you guys. Goodbye.
No.
I mean, I thought it was just going to be me and you tonight, girl. So I'm fine with it.
Is it me? They didn't even, you don't want to hang out when I'm here? Fine.
No, it's only you. I'm convinced it's Sean. I swear to God. It's like anytime the three of us are on stream, all of a sudden my bandwidth gets a little bit weird. But whenever I'm with my other co-hosts, it's fine. It's him.
I honestly feel like he's probably sabotaging you and then just makes a running joke of it because it makes him look good and thinks he's funny.
It's probably what it is. He's not blonde, Weezy. Like, this is
I liked that idea, though. I think you guys should do some kind of contest or something where if you hit a certain benchmark of something that he has to bleach his hair. I'll do it.
Ooh, okay.
That would be amazing. Do it.
He's played ball with subscribers before. He's played ball with subscribers before. So I think maybe if we get enough subscribers, we can make that happen. But let's dig into tonight's show. A lot of special things happening tonight, including this. The first time we get Heyman and Punk in a ring since 2013. Special time. That was, of course, like a big part of CM Punk's final run in WWE. The last time he was around. But is Cresta getting back on here?
She's here, Kate. Girl,
that's what happens. I'm pinwheeling out here. My goodness.
I just came out here to say I love you guys. I only left because I didn't watch SmackDown tonight. I don't want to yuck you guys yum. And you guys were fantastic. I love the both of you. Don't let Sean bully you.
No one bullies me. Except me.
Very odd things happening yesterday. Is the Wyatt Six trying to take over? I'm not sure.
They might be. They're after you.
They might be. I'm nervous about it.
You'll be fine. You got this.
That's what's up. But let's dig in. I have Cresta Cresta, if you're on and off, I just keep getting you pinwheeled. So I'm just going to boot you for now so we can get cooking with the show a little bit.
Bye, Cresta.
Sorry, just trying to manage here and get going with this review part. But we do have this opening CM Punk segment, so let's dive into it. Weezy, what did you think for starters? What did you think of kind of our opening segment overall before we dive into the substance? CM Punk here on SmackDown, what were your thoughts kind of overall here?
CM Punk in Chicago. I love Chicago crowds. Great place for him to come back, freshly cleared, kind of getting moving forward with everything that he's going to be doing. So initially, I'm excited to see him. I'm happy. I don't know where it's going to go, but obviously it started to unfold.
Yes, we got a lot to get into here. So kind of off the bat, we get CM Punk talking to the crowd here, expressing his gratitude being on TV and talking about how nervous he is to perform in front of his home crowd. He talks about kind of the last decade and where he was as WWE champion in Chicago, and recounts everything that happened with Drew McIntyre a little bit. And he gets interrupted by Paul Heyman, which love to see Paul Heyman back around on the same screen as CM Punk. You have him coming out to warn Punk of all the trouble that could be coming up with the bloodline here, at Solo Sikoa appearing, threatening CM Punk unless he respects the bloodline. And everything kind of escalates until Cody intervenes and Solo Sikoa offers Solo a match to defuse the tension. I feel like this was a lot of fun. Always fun when CM Punk comes back around, but Paul Heyman, always a scene stealer, I think.
Oh my God.
He was
God.
Such a highlight in all of this.
The dramatics, the facial expressions, just the emotion. I mean, you just feel for him. That man, the amount of welling in his eyes. I mean, throughout the entire night, but you just feel for him. You feel for him. You just love Paul. He makes you feel things. He gives you emotions. And I wasn't expecting to see him. So seeing both him and Punk together and alluding to, you know, their past and Punk, Paul needing help. He's asking CM Punk for help. He needs help. He's stuck with the icky bloodline. He doesn't want to be. He misses his tribal chief. That hurt me.
It's true. It's true. He misses his guy. But let's keep rocking and rolling here. Am I?
Kate's internet
still
is
choppy.
Doing
I'm still choppy, aren't I?
She's a little choppy. She's a little choppy. She's a little choppy for me. She looks like she's doing the robot. Hello? Oh. She's choppy. Kate, so basically Kate has to move to the Midwest is what needs to happen because allegedly we have better internet.
Am I back?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Moving a little slow, but I could hear you that time.
Give me 1 second here.
Okay. So yeah, I digress. She just needs to move to the Midwest. I know a perfect place in Indiana that she can come to. We have great internet. It's cheaper to live here too. I'll hype the Midwest all day long. All day long. She's just kind of wiggling. She's moving a little bit. Moving a little.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And she's way better at recounting things than me. I just sit and watch and talk about it and say silly things.
They're any better?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. And hello. All by myself. Don't wanna be all by myself. They left the most unserious person to be alone.
Oh no! Now I see just a picture of Dusty. Oh.
And I can't see any chats or anything, so it's just me. It's just me. All by myself. And now I'm really by myself. Now I'm really by myself. Well, I'm just going to hang out until someone comes back. If you don't know who I am, hi. My name's Wheezy. I help out sometimes. But like I said, they're consummate professionals. Everyone that works at Fightful is a professional. They'll probably yell at me for saying that I'm not a professional. In a way, I'm a professional. But not like them. Not like them. Like, they know stuff. And they, like, know people. And they get information. And, like, they watch a lot of wrestling. Like, I watch a lot of wrestling, but not, like, the same amount. And pretty much what's going to happen is I'm going to be here babbling. And then someone's going to pop in. Most likely. Because Kate's talking to me right now. Cursed internet. That's the thing. Having internet problems is the absolute worst because there's nothing you can do about it. I've had the same issue before and it's trash. Because sometimes it's not, you can have like good internet, but if there's one little bug or if something's hiccuping, I don't know what the word is, but if something's hiccuping, it throws everything up and you have no control over it. You have absolutely no control over it.
Sorry, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to try and turn my video back on. There we go.
There you are. She has arrived.
I am so sorry. I'm rocking and rolling now. We are good. We are alive. I asked Sean to come on it as soon as he comes to rescue you. My internet's like back to normal. So
I was fine.
I'm so sorry. I did not mean to leave you stranded, but let's keep moving.
I'm just like the principal sitting at the back of the class watching, like
are you taking notes?
I'm so sorry. I'm like good for reals now, I think, but we can't talk about our first Money in the Bank qualifier. I did not mean to leave Wheezy stranded. That was not a practical joke that we were playing on someone that is subbing in for us here, but let's talk about our women's Money in the Bank qualifier. Got the dog howling in the background. Just the most professional stream I've ever done. But we've got Chelsea Green winning in a surprise here. We get
somebody saw my feet German pictures.
Why do you have them?
We get Bianca hitting a German suplex on V Chin and then a KOD, but Chelsea shoving Bianca out of the ring and stealing the pin on this. We talked a little bit about it because you are a Chelsea Green stan, which I know, but this was a wonderful surprise. What were your thoughts on the way the match unfolded? Were you as surprised as I was in the process?
I was, mainly just because usually when it comes to it being someone that I want to win, that's not what ends up happening. And I totally could see, you know, them going with Bianca again. And I was pleasantly surprised because the pace of the match was still really easy to follow. There weren't moments where I was like, okay. Like, I really was left guessing. So having Chelsea have a quick, nice moment. Oh my God. I just adore it. I adore her. She's amazing. I'm so excited to have her Money in the Bank.
I know.
It needs to happen. She needs to make it there. It needs to happen.
What do you think is next for Bianca Belair? Because I feel like she was kind of the shoe-in to win this. And she didn't win. We saw them lose the tag team titles at the PLE. Do you think we're getting kind of like a downfall of Bianca where she needs to refine herself? Maybe Charlotte Flair is coming back for her. I think there are a lot of options for Bianca. What do you think is next for her?
I feel like that's the direction I see it going, is that she is going to be getting, you know, more losses, possibly getting more frustrated with herself. You know, they could go the angle, you know, with her working with Jay, you know, both of them having difficulty together. I could see, in my mind, it was more her maybe getting frustrated with Jade and blaming Jade for maybe being a reason that she is struggling, or that things start to change and then cycle into maybe a feud between the two of them, which I would like to see. But I don't know. I like seeing different stuff from Bianca, and I hope they continue with that path.
Agreed. I think a Bianca heel turn is something I've been interested in for a while. Her turning heel instead of Jade is something that's interesting to me too. I don't dare try and call up super chats with my internet, but I will read them. I just can't pull them up on screen because I'm not going to try and tempt any fate here. But Play Mink saying, Wheezy, I live in Colorado. Agreed. The internet there, A+. Well, mine is haunted. My internet, my apartment stinks. I was in a hotel room the other day where it was terrible. My goodness. But some good stuff. It's nice to have surprises for the Money in the Bank qualifier. I'm intrigued to see who else is in there. Chelsea would be a fun upset for the whole thing. It does feel to me like Tiffany Stratton is probably the one to win it, but getting Chelsea in there creates some other interesting wrinkles, I feel like, of what can kind of come out of all of this. What are your thoughts on the Women's Money in the Bank overall? Do you have any favorites yet, or are you waiting to see how the rest of the field shapes up here?
I'd like to say I'm waiting, but I do feel like my mind does go to Chelsea Green and Tiffany Stratton, just because I like the idea of both of them with the current layout of who's champion and then the current PLEs we have coming up and what could be in place storyline wise. I lean towards the two of them, mostly Chelsea, just because.
Of course. Hey, you can have favorites with your heart and your head. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Love that.
The kind of fan
Love
I am.
That for us. That's how fans are supposed to be. That's what we do out here. So some good stuff there. We then also get a brief segment too with Blair Davenport, who's backstage and walks up to Bailey and says she's looking forward to beating Naomi next week and then using the briefcase on Bailey. Blair Davenport, the Bea Priestley in Japan, coming over to America, working NXT as Blair Davenport, doing some excellent, excellent work. She's going to be a lot of fun in that match. I don't see her winning, but I am glad to see her on television because she's so much different than what the main roster has, I feel like, overall right now as far as this women's division. She's an entirely different flavor. I love getting to see that out of Blair Davenport. I think she's going to do really big things, and what she brings to a ladder match I think could be really fun. Any thoughts on this segment, and are you familiar with Blair Davenport? I know you do try to keep up with NXT, but she's been kind of in and out of a lot of places. Yeah,
I actually said this on my stream. I don't know a lot about her, so I'm excited to see more from her, because the little segments that I've seen so far, it hasn't explained a whole lot to me. But in my chats, it seems like everyone has nothing but really positive things to say. So I'm excited to have her introduced a little bit more. Microphone's muted, Kate. You're muted. I can't hear you. And Dusty Rhodes. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. All by myself. Don't wanna be all by myself. I wish I knew more to that song than just those two lyrics. Those are the only two lyrics I know. I'll learn more of the song so that I can sing more of it. Be on my to-do list.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm just going to be for the majority broadcast so that okay. We can get through it.
I can work with that. All good.
I'm just going to be on camera. So we will move along to DIY confronting Grayson. I see a lot from DIY. I feel like they were eyes on to see them coming into SmackDown. Do you want to see this feud continue?
You're cutting in and out a little bit, but I think I heard you say, do I want to see the feud continuing between DIY and A-Town Down Under, Grayson Waller? I would like to see it continue because I would like for DIY to ultimately win these tag titles from A-Town Down Under and hopefully elevate them and make them like a forefront of the show, because right now I feel like we haven't gotten to see them defended really properly or have done anything with. I have a personal vendetta against Grayson Waller. So I am hoping that Austin Theory understands and realizes that he can do better than Grayson Waller and he leaves him high and dry, and then Grayson's all by himself. That's what I'm hoping.
I agree. I'm going to try and get Sean back on here because I don't know what's going on with my internet. And it clearly keeps cutting in and out, but we do move on to our Money in the Bank triple threat qualifier between Carmelo Hayes, Tama Tonga, and Randy Orton. We get Carmelo Hayes the victor out of this. I love him using the La Mystica Facebuster, which we get to see in here, but we get Randy Orton sending Tama out of the ring and Hayes grabbing a schoolboy on Randy for the pin. Did you hear any of that? And if so, do you have any thoughts?
I did hear all of it. My Amazing. Thoughts were, it was great. It was so clear. I heard all of it. No, I love the pace of the match. It was such an interesting mix of people having Randy Orton, you know, Carmelo Hayes and Tama. That was such an interesting group of people. And I really didn't know what to expect out of it going in. I really just was like, just give it to Randy, just because I thought it would be interesting and funny. And I love Randy, and he looked massive compared to the other two in the ring. But as much as I'll sit there and be like, oh, Carmelo, it's going to be great because he's going to be insufferable. He'll be absolutely insufferable as the person that won this match. He'll be like, I told you so. And he'll just be a dick moving forward until we get through this tournament.
I agree. I think that'll be very, very fun to see Carmelo. And to keep building a young star like that, I think is a good idea. Second Lieutenant Colonel Photo says, at least use your dusty voice, Kate. I will not be doing that. I will just be trying to speak as myself as we move along here.
Are you sure?
Nope. Not even a little bit.
I promise it's not always like this, Wheezy. I promise.
What kind of show you running here? What kind of place you running here?
I'm clearly not running it whatsoever. where are we on?
We just got through the men's qualifier.
Weren't there two?
Oh, this was the Carmelo Hayes.
Okay, fair. I'm going to pull up the document, all that good stuff. Again, we thank Wheezy for joining us. Bad Robot says, hello, favorite post-show Royal Rumble question for the group. Do you think an NXT entrant will ever win? The women's division is so strong. Could see them doing it in Florida 1 year, maybe. Do you think that we could ever see an NXT entrant win? To me, they would have to be like impossibly over and like so very clearly like the person to be the next.
Yeah, it would take a really special person and someone that is very quickly going to be shooed into the main roster, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, I feel like had Bron Breakker hung around in NXT for like this year and then next year would have happened, I could have maybe seen him there. But for sure. We've got Meet Normus saying, sup, partners. Welcome back, Wheezy. Hello again, Kate. Well, I don't know who you're saying hello again, Kate, to Meet Normus. Here's a small sack of money for Kate's internet and snacks. How was the show? The show was awesome. Kate's internet, not so much. Her internet looks like what happened at the end of Raw on Monday. That's her internet.
Yeah. Her internet's Chad Gable.
RIP in peace. Oh. Like you hate to see it. You really do. William Knife Man says Black Panther, the Olympic trials, possibly the College World Series, the humidity in the South and a heat wave. May have something ratings tanking for the star market. So, I mean, listen, there were a lot of extenuating circumstances. I mean, I don't think that a lot of people are being realistic about the Kendrick Lamar thing. And because I do think that had a pretty significant impact, but the Big Bang Theory lead-in is significant for AEW. Now, whether or not anybody wants to accept that it is a significant lead-in, I think it's one of the worst television shows of all time, so I think it's pretty stupid. What?
Nothing. Continue.
It's a horrible show. I feel ashamed that I live on the same planet in which Big Bang Theory airs on a network, much less is successful. But
oh, you're talking about Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
That was all of that was just I didn't understand a lick of what.
Oh yeah, okay. It was just Big Bang Theory sucks. But
okay,
the
got it.
Black Panther lead-in did about one third of what Big Bang Theory did. So has Kate ran any ads yet?
No. Just been able to.
Well, guys, if there's one thing that Kate has, it's internet that can't it's perform.
It's her internet. Continue.
But we've got something that can help you perform.
We need to talk about your mailman. Doesn't need to know your business. Doesn't need to know you're looking to have better sex. Fortunately, Blue Chew is here. It arrives in a discreet package. But let's get back to the start. Maybe you want that performance, that edge in bed. Blue Chew has you covered. So, here's the deal. You take their online consultation, and if approved, you get a chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis for a fraction of the price. Not just that, no awkward doctor's visits in person, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Prescribed online, shipped straight to your door, but mailman's not going to know what's in that package, but somebody's going to know what your package is bringing. Maybe it is the mailman or mailwoman. I don't know what's going on there. Maybe they want you to drop something off by their back door. Well, with Blue Chew, you're going to be able to do that. Use the code FIGHTFUL, BlueChew.com.
Check it out, BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. We got Doc ABJ saying, could WWE get the Ospreay rub minus Ospreay? Could Ricochet have colluded with WWE to leave, then only commit to working per appearance date so he can slide into AEW just for all in, all out, then immediately back to WWE for a big contract? I mean, if they were to orchestrate something like that, AEW would have a creative reason to make that happen. But as of this week, he was not planned to face Will Ospreay at All In. That wasn't happening. We got the Wyatt 6 video package. What did you think of how they set up the Wyatts on this show? You had Paul Heyman mentioning them by name. There was the Pat McAfee stuff this week. There was the mention of better security and then the video package as well.
I like it because they mentioned it, but there is no explanation. They really don't know. They're just kind of recanting like what the events are. And they see there's just this air of confusion. They seem concerned, but it's like they don't want to let off that they're actually concerned. The security sitting around honestly sends me. Like, I think it's hilarious because, like, honestly, what are you going to do? But no, I like the way that they're handling it. It's not too much because they're not over explaining. They're not getting ahead of themselves. They're not mentioning like who any of these people are or were, just right what we've seen and what's happened. So minus whatever Pierce is doing, which I have a theory on that. So we'll let him keep doing.
Share your theory. I would love to hear your theory.
Oh, I think Pierce is in cahoots. I think he's a part of it. I think it happened on his show. Okay. It happened on Raw. He allowed it to happen. Where was he? He took time off. He's been irritable lately. He hasn't had control of the show. I think the White Six have come in and they're like, okay, y'all want to be crazy on Raw? You want to be insane? All right, well, let's just clean this place up a little bit. And Adam Pearce is like, go ahead. I don't think that's their main purpose, but I think he's allowing it.
Interesting.
Sorry, Pearce.
So we had Logan Paul confronting LA Knight. LA Knight has been hanging out in his pool and all that stuff. And Logan Paul gets the one up on LA. First off, what do you think of the segment? Do you think we're seeing this at Money in the Bank, or do you think they'll have it wait until SummerSlam?
I feel like they're going to have it wait until SummerSlam. I personally do.
And Logan's got that connection to the Cleveland area as well. So
right. So that's the main thing that makes me think that. So I don't know what they'll do in the meantime, like have him do something before, like have LA Knight have something prior to that. I just don't know what yet.
How'd you feel about the segment itself with Logan Paul and LA Knight?
I try, I try to really get into Santos, but when Santos came out, I was like, okay, all right, Santos is coming out to confront LA Knight. Where is this? For what reason? Where would this go? I did not foresee Logan coming out, but I liked the segment still, but it was probably at the bottom of my list for the night just because it's like, yeah, okay, all right, we got that one moment.
It got really overshadowed by like everything on this show between the CM Punk thing and Cody and Solo and Jacob Fatu and the Money in the Bank qualifiers. This seemed like one of the things that people were talking about the least. But we also had Andrade defeating Kevin Owens and Grayson Waller in a Money in the Bank qualifier. WWE Speed Champion Andrade. He got that title, Wheezy, and a lot of people were like, ah, that's it. He's wasted. He's done. He's cooked. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to win Money in the Bank, but I think that him winning here was effective. And first off, it gave him a big win that he needed on TV to seem like a threat moving forward. How did you feel about him winning specifically?
Good. Because I want that for him. And I do feel like, at least on my stream and from what I'm seeing and the crowd in Chicago, and I don't think it's just because it was a Chicago crowd, but they were all very much behind him, wanting him to win. And, you know, with the things that he, sometimes I feel like he posts very cryptic things. So people will be like, oh no, like, is he not happy? Like, what's going on? Oh no, what are they doing with him? So I think that helps in his favor as well, where people want to see him do well. I want to see him do well. I want more for him. I really, really do. So I think he needed the win. I think it was a good thing. See more from him.
Yeah. And Gorillas of Destiny attacking Owens, Orton making the save there. It advances that storyline as well. So if you can advance that storyline while also giving an Andrade a win, I think that that works out really, really well for everybody. And to be quite honest, Grayson Waller doesn't need that win because he's a tag team champion right now. He's got a whole different set of things going on. So I think that this worked in a number of ways that I think actually helped SmackDown and helped build some stories along the way. We had Mishin backstage for the third time this year. I put my life savings on her winning a match, any match. And, you know, I'm made a fool of yet again.
Every time.
I'm starting to think like one of two options is possible. She's either doing this to troll me or actually she's just that bad. She's actually just that terrible at wrestling and she loses everything. Which do you think it is, Wheezy?
Oh, it's probably personal vendetta. Yeah, it's probably just to make you look silly. I think people like making you look silly. So it's probably...
It's never happened. It's never happened.
Oh, yeah, never.
This is all a trap from Tiffany Stratton to allow Nia Jax to lay out Mishin. I think that Nia Jax has been on the best run of her career since she came back to WWE. Like, it's not even close, Wheezy.
No, it's so good. Not,
she ain't hurting people. She's having decent matches, creatively satisfying stuff. She's booked well. Like, I see her pop up on the screen, and I'm like, okay, I'm interested to see where this goes. As far as Tiffany Stratton and Nia Jax, we're looking at a potential Tiffany Stratton winning Money in the Bank, possibly. Nia Jax right behind her with a title shot at SummerSlam already booked. Mm-hmm. How do you think those two things sort of coexist? Or do they? Does that lead to their undoing?
It could lead to the... It could lead to the undoing, which is so unfortunate because I feel like people are behind both of them right now. I've never seen so many people behind Nia Jax, you know, but what are the possibilities of, you know, Tiffany winning just recently now at Money in the Bank, if she does, and then at SummerSlam, Nia winning it, having a great big moment, and then Tiffany coming and taking it away. I feel like there would be so many mixed emotions for that because so many people would be torn and split. Oh God.
Tiffany's been getting over as a baby face or had been when she was actually wrestling. I wonder how the crowd would react to that moment. Would they like would they embrace Tiffany, or would they be really, really excited to see Nia Jax, who is sort of the monster of the division, unleash wrath on Tiffany as a result?
I want to say in that scenario, I feel like they would. I think people would be really excited to see Nia and have it taken away. I don't know. I think they might not be too hyped. It's so hard to know. People are finicky.
Fair. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We would greatly appreciate it if you guys did that. So we sort of consolidated the first segment and the main event segments as per usual. So CM Punk comes out. He's interrupted by Paul Heyman. And I love this. Paul Heyman was just basically saying, like, do me a favor. Just piss off as it relates to the bloodline. A personal favor. And I love that Punk was like, okay, what favor do you need from me? And Paul Heyman just looks at him so sadly, and he's like, take me with you.
I broke my heart.
Oh, my God. He manipulates my emotions so much, Weezy.
Oh, my God. I adore him. Oh, God, it got me.
This was so good. And then CM Punk was like, then he goes, first off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim. And then he went into Tupac's Hit Him Up on Bloodline. But that wasn't going to work. Cody Rhodes makes the save. And Cody Rhodes is like, hey, you know how everybody's talking about me and Solo Sikoa at SummerSlam? Bump that. We'll do it tonight. And Solo goes, yep, bet. Let's go. My God. A lot happened here. What's going through your mind as this sort of all unfolds? Because what we saw here, which was a lot, is nowhere even near the peak of what we saw with any of the people involved here.
I didn't anticipate Punk having any or much interaction with the bloodline at all. So that was surprising to me. I was surprised to see, but excited to see, you know, him have interaction with Paul. It all made sense when Cody came in for the save. But it just, there's so many layers to it and so many, you know, directions that they could end up moving forward with everything that's coming up. And now, you know, people that are being added to the bloodline, like, it just makes it so much more interesting and so much different. Just, ugh.
So, as mentioned, like, this is far from even, it probably doesn't even hit top 3-5 most important things that happened on the show. And it was still, like, riveting stuff there. Apex Caliber says, first time Heyman and Punk stood in the same ring since 2013. That is mind-boggling. Cyclops says, Kate, this is what happens when you use two Dixie cups with a string attached for your internet connection. William Knifeman says, what's the cage match rating for Kate's 56K modem internet connection? About the same for the Ultimate Warrior Gold Dust match from 1996. Roughly the same. So, there's this DIY segment backstage with Grayson Waller. And Weezy, the visual setup was magnificent.
It was so good.
When we get footage of Kate destroying her modem, it's going to be that. Like, you're just going to see a door open up, and it's going to be her going full Office Space on her terrible modem.
Yes,
it's going to happen. But this garage door opens up and we see CM Punk lying there and a recently quitting Drew McIntyre. Ooh, I want your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions from this shot and Drew dragging him all the way out to the stage, taking his little bestie bracelet or whatever the hell he had around his wrist off, putting it in his pocket. This was art.
It was beautiful. I won't lie. So I am streaming live and I'm constantly talking the whole time and I'm just commentating on what's going on. So I'm talking crap about Grayson Waller because I don't like Grayson Waller. So I'm just talking about ish. And then, you know, when they get sent against the garage door and it shakes, I'm like, okay. And then as it goes up, I see, you know, the bottom half and I immediately thought like, oh no, it's a member of the Wyatt Six. I really did. And then no, lo and behold, it's Drew freaking McIntyre who claimed, you know, he was all upset and, you know, quit, but here he is anyway. Like, yeah, you're done, but actually you're back, crybaby.
Well, you know, there was another guy who once said that he quit and came back in a week, by the name of CM Punk.
Oh, well, that's even worse. That's even worse, you hypocrite. It's even worse.
I mean, Punk's done. How many returns is Punk on now? He's on like his seventh. That's just in like the last 2 years, too. Well, but I thought that this was beautifully shot, beautifully executed. This is another reason why I didn't have an issue with Drew McIntyre losing at Clash at the Castle, because I felt like the story was accentuated to an extreme degree by Drew getting screwed out of his title, his moment in his hometown. I just think that the episodic storytelling was so good for that. I'm not sure how you felt about Clash at the Castle, but did the events of the past few hours change that or make you maybe stand firm in your belief?
No, I really enjoyed Clash at the Castle, and okay. I enjoyed the outcome of Drew's. I enjoyed the outcome of Drew's match. I thought it was a good call. I wasn't upset about it. I was sad for him. Yeah. When I'm not talking crap about him, I actually like him, but when I'm talking crap about him, and I even said, you know, because that's just building more rage. It's just building more rage. It's going to keep building and building and building with him. And he's not done. He's still got more to do. He's got more left to do. He's got unfinished business, because there was the unfinished business with Punk. And I do feel like that maybe that needs to be settled before we take him anywhere else. So I still feel the same. And I feel more validated, if anything else.
Jonathan Hedman says, does this mean Punk is cleared or not quite? Well, you didn't see any physicality necessarily. They were very creative about how they did that. And the blood, I wouldn't say creative with how they did the blood. It looked terrible. But they were creative with how they implemented all of that. Very, very smart. I thought that this added so much to the story. I can't wait to see these two guys fight. And as a result of the title not being on the line, well, at SummerSlam, likely you're going to see Punk versus Drew. You're going to see a World Heavyweight Championship match with Gunther in it as well, and somebody else big on the marquee. If Seth Rollins manages to win that, you've got that match, and then you have the Judgment Day imploding along the way as well. I think they're really setting up SummerSlam effectively.
Thank God. I need a redemption. Yes, please. I need a redemption.
Cody and Solo Sikoa, in fact, did not happen. So on Fightful Select, we'd reported this is like a one segment match, so something ain't quite right here. Well, we found out what wasn't quite right. Cody, Owens, and Orton come to give Solo a dose of his own medicine. But then Solo starts smiling. And we see Jacob Fatu pop up. Now, Weezy, I mentioned earlier that he was unable to appear like overseas and a lot of things like that because of his record from when he was 18. But fortunately, thanks to Nord, you can be anywhere you want when you change your virtual location with just one click. I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you. Check it out, guys. NordVPN.com/Fightful. There's some joke in there about Kate's internet, but I'm exhausted from them at this point. Apex Caliber says, this definitely ends in a Hell in a Cell match at Bad Blood. Has to. I could absolutely see them in a Hell in a Cell match at Bad Blood, Weezy.
Who are we talking about?
Drew and Punk. Drew and Punk. I should have clarified.
That's okay. My bad. I gathered. I was just making sure.
My bad.
I love
stupid.
So Michael says, this may be one of the best weeks ever in wrestling for WWE, between Wyatt Six to Joe Hendry to Jacob Fatu. Each debut brings something different too. Which was your favorite of the three that we saw?
I honestly feel like SmackDown as a whole. That sucks because the Wyatt Six was so incredible, but I really, really enjoyed this entire show. So I feel like the entirety of the show does that for me, but.
As far as the debut between Hendry, Fatu, and the Wyatts, which will you look upon most fondly?
Oh, the Wyatts.
Sentimental reasons, I'm sure. I mean, it's, yeah. Jay Miller says maybe Hikuleo could be on the face side with Roman. Well, I mean, that's the interesting part of this. Like, you have Tama Tonga and Tongaloa who are connected to the family. And I mean, for those that don't know, Jacob Fatu's father and Hikuleo and Tama Tonga and Tongaloa's father, I believe, all teamed together as well in the 80s as the Islanders. So there's a lot of options there.
Well, at the end, and that's the thing too, there's no set guarantee that everyone's going to stay where they are right now either.
Yeah.
Because even at the end of that segment, I mean, Tongaloa was looking over kind of like he was not sure. He was kind of like,
yeah.
So, you know, know where their wheels are turning.
Matthew Rock says, do you think Roman Reigns will reassemble the OG bloodline to combat this new bloodline? Could The Rock be involved in this story? Jey Uso's susceptibility has long been how much he loves his family. Like that's what Roman Reigns exploited. That's what Jimmy Uso exploited. That's what Paul Heyman exploited. It's even sometimes Sami Zayn even played that against Jey Uso. And I think that we could eventually see Jey Uso whenever we see the babyface bloodline. I think Jey Uso could finally come back and help. Oh man, fool me once, fool me twice, et cetera, et cetera. I could see it. I could see it. Anthony says there are now four members of Bloodline 2.0, four male members in the Wyatt Six. I may be getting ahead of myself, but give me that match eventually. Eventually. Yes, eventually. I feel like what they did wrong with The Fiend was he was super popular and they're like, hey, even though there's all this weird shit that we can't make sense of in the ring, let's put him in a title match. Mm-hmm. Do you think they'll avoid that type of thing? Which I'm told there's no supernatural elements planned for the Wyatts this time. Think they'll kind of keep them away from this like main event scene, or do you think they'll throw them into that fire?
I think they'll hold off on it for a while and kind of let them kind of tell their story and do what they're doing and then maybe introduce them. But I think they have a purpose, or introduce them to a title picture. But I think right now they have a purpose and they've got to kind of unravel that first before they do that.
When The Undertaker gained his popularity, like he won the world title like that first year and the thing with Hogan. But other than that, largely he was not a world champion for like 6.5 years that started his career. He was off doing his own thing. Now, I'm not saying have the Wyatts facing Giant Gonzalez and King Kong Bundy or anything, or Kamala, but you can think of something there. Sophie says Samoan wrestling entertainment. Will Chisholm says the Roman return pop will be crazy. Yes. Forgot about this wonderful segment backstage with Solo Sikoa and Paul Heyman. Where Paul, oh my God, it was so good, Wheezy. Paul Heyman says, I spoke to Roman before he left, and he made a couple things clear. CM Punk is hands off. Now, it was implied to there that was almost a favor to Paul Heyman, because Paul Heyman cares about CM Punk. And then he said, and Cody Rhodes is to be left to him. Now, along the last few months, Wheezy, we have seen Paul Heyman almost just have to be intimidated into taking Solo Sikoa's word, because Solo Sikoa claims he has talked to Roman. Now, he hasn't claimed in what capacity, context, that he's spoken to Roman. He just said he's spoken to Roman. Him speaking to Roman could have been him sending a text message to, or an email to his Yahoo email address from 2003, knowing he won't get it, saying, I'm head of the table now. And then Solo says, Roman ain't coming back. What are you making out of all this? And what is the contact and communication you believe Solo has had with Roman Reigns?
I don't think he's contacted him at all. And if he had, I don't. And if Roman has reached out, I think it's just been, I've got everything under control. Everything's fine. And Roman is not aware of anything that's going on. He hasn't been contacted by anyone. He's completely in the dark. So Solo knows that he can tell Heyman, hey, you're not coming back. Like, this is what I'm doing. Don't bother reaching out to him, because he's, you know, leave him alone. And so he's spinning the web of lies and taking over. That's exactly what he's doing. I don't think he's talked to Roman at all. But Roman's going to find out.
Roman will find out. I mean, it's not like Roman doesn't. To me, at this point, Roman is being calculated with what he is and isn't doing and why he isn't appearing. There's no way he hasn't heard about this yet. It's not like he doesn't have a TV or a phone. Like, he's got some semblance of way to find this out. But
unless he's completely disconnected because he's focusing on himself and he's been told lies.
He's not in like the Aaron Rodgers dark room for 4 months.
Why
like
not?
He's not doing that. Come on.
He's not a social media guy. He's not posting stories on Instagram every day that aren't, you know, cinematic. What is he doing?
I mean,
he's working out and hanging out with his kids.
I think he knows. I think he knows.
He's just letting it happen.
I think he's probably letting it happen a little bit.
I don't think so. I think it's just a disgrace. And I don't think he would let Solo be that. Like, if he knows the extent of how power hungry Solo is being, you think he would let him do that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's kind of biding. I think he's sort of biding his time and seeing what Solo believes he can get away with. And then at the right time, I'm pretty sure that he'll come along and, you know, make his presence felt and probably lay the hammer down and all that. But I don't know. You really think he doesn't have a phone wherever he is?
I think he has a phone. I just don't think he's just not one of us. He's just not one of us that's like connected and in tune.
He's not one of us.
And you can be writing all you want on Fightful.com about that.
What? He's not one of us. He's not one of us, Weezy.
Damn you.
We debuted Roman's veneers on the internet. We got the scoop tribal on teeth. His veneers. Yes. We got the scoop on that.
Well,
I fear you have been owned. Sorry, Weezy. Like, that's really? Just.
I'll take it. I'll take the L. That's all right.
Anthony Velasquez.
Mind, I'm correct.
Anthony Velasquez says, small complaint about the main event earlier. Cody told Owens he had a plan to deal with the bloodline. What was that plan exactly? This! To whoop his ass! 3-on-1! Yeah. That was it. Wrestling Guru says, I also think Roman returns at SummerSlam, seemingly to help Solo to beat Cody, but Spears Solo, right? That has to be the path. Weezy, that sounds like a really, really good idea, honestly. Like, Solo cannot take his title. Like, he wants to be the one to unseat Cody Rhodes.
Right. And that might be the thing that sets, that might be the thing. That's the thing. Like, okay, you're not supposed to go after Cody. Okay, you're doing it. Like, that you're doing the one thing. I gave you, like, three things, and you're doing one of the things. Like, you can't do that. Here I am. That makes sense.
Sir Brendo says, much love to Sean for steering the ship tonight. I mean, this wasn't me steering the ship. This was me coming back to the Titanic in the Ocean Gate submersible, just gawking at it after the Titanic had been wrecked. There was no saving this broadcast.
And I'm just a child in a lifeboat. Okay.
No, you're in that carbon fiber piece of shit with me is what you are, collapsing under the pressure. Apex Caliber says Solo is really going to get talked to by The Rock. So that's another element that I'm wondering, is The Rock involved? Is he calling shots from somewhere else?
I don't know. He could be. I don't think so, but he could be. I think The Rock is in tune with what's going on. I think The Rock knows more than what Roman does.
Oh, he's so plugged in. Will Chisholm says, I think the final boss is the higher power of the new bloodline. I agree with that. And Yostin Smith says, I like the detail of the Tongans being unsure of Jacob Fatu. Maybe that causes a crack in Bloodline 2.0, leading to Hikuleo coming and replacing Jacob in the future, making Jacob join the OG Bloodline. I mean, I do wonder if, like, the actual members of the family, Jimmy, Jay, Roman, Jacob, and Solo end up in their own thing. And then you got Tama, you got Tongaloa, you've got Hikaleo, you've got The Rock, who are sort of connected by blood, so to speak, the blood brother type of thing. I think that could work. Joel Wood also says Solo may have sealed his fate when he turned on Jimmy. No matter how many people turned on Roman, he never turned on anybody, especially his family. That's a really good point there. Also got word that Mercedes Moné just confronted Stephanie Vecchier in Arena Mexico on the CMLL show. That's fun. That'll be a great match next week. Guys, get your super chats, humper chats in. We're heading down the home stretch. We're finally releasing Wheezy from this prison sentence known as the post-SmackDown show momentarily. Mike Leotis says, Jacob Fatu, the Wyatt's debut this week. Some great shine being given to different talent, and WWE is rolling. Between this, a recent promotion at work, and a wild Stanley Cup final, it's a good time. Well, Mike, I'm very glad that's going well for you. I'm very happy. It's fun covering wrestling these days. It's a good time.
It's a great time.
It is.
How much fun
Apex. It is. I say it is.
I agree with you. Don't get irate.
Stop that. It is.
You're right.
Dougie Doug says, hot take. I could see Naomi winning Money in the Bank, cashing it on Bayley at SummerSlam and turning heel in the process, basically betraying Bayley and their friendship. Whatever Naomi does, I think she needs to be booked categorically different than she's been booked. Because her winning Money in the Bank would be a person that is losing all the time than winning Money in the Bank. Now, same with Chelsea, who I could see that from. But there's been nothing about her booking that gives me any hint that they have the idea to put the Money in the Bank briefcase on Naomi. However, regardless, I think they need to be booking her better, or at worst, put her in a tag team and make her an important part of the tag team division. Utilize her to the degree in which reflects the demand that the audience had for her to come back. What would you like to see out of Naomi?
I like that idea. I would like to see her doing more. And I don't know that I want to see her in a tag. I guess we could start her out in a tag team, but I don't even know where I would insert her in the moment. Yeah. I want her to be booked better.
I do too.
Come back.
Apex says Wyatt's sick story is getting revenge on Bray's enemies. Interesting. Flame Inc. says, I feel like the Wyatt Six is more like Jason, Michael Myers, or Hills Have Eyes. No supernatural, just a beast of a villain that's hard to kill. This is something I've mentioned repeatedly. Like, I am a horror movie buff, but I do not like ones with aliens, really zombies, ghosts, goblins, demons, possessions. I like stuff that I believe could plausibly happen to me, like Hush, Don't Speak, home invasion movies, things like that. I think that's more the direction that we're going to get. And I think they were at their strongest when they looked like a bunch of dudes you could run into in the woods. Like the original Wyatt family, Wheezy, I've often said this, and you can relate. You live, you know, sort of in the Midwest. If you walk 20 minutes in the wrong direction, you might run into those guys and you don't.
Yeah.
You believe
Warsaw. It. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Guys, I want to thank you all so much for joining us. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Leave comments on the video. But also, we want to hear from Wheezy, where you can find Wheezy and check out all the great stuff that she's doing.
You can find me on YouTube and Twitch. I live stream every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday at Wheezy Blonde. You can also find me on Instagram and Twitter, X at It's Wheezy Blonde. There's an ITS at the beginning.
Check it out, guys. Please support what she does. She does some incredible stuff. A wonderful person as well. Thank you for tolerating us. You agreed to do the biggest SmackDown show that we've had in months as a result of everything that happens. And man, I
didn't know
what
it was going to be. I agreed to this before that happened.
We didn't, by God. And Kate's internet, I'm sure, will be... It's not going to get fixed. It's not going to get fixed.
It's never coming back.
Guys, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. This weekend, I will have more on that ridiculous Shane McMahon AEW shit. I'll have news on a very interesting talent that was backstage at AEW. We've got producer backstage news info from this very loaded SmackDown. And right now, we already have an update on Jacob Fatu. Until next time, my friends, we're out.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.